What's up? What's up? Hey, my freedom riders, my freedom riders, my freedom fighters. What is going on? It is your girl here, Ari, the freedom coach, coming to you again on a wonderful Freedom Friday. Yes, yes, I'm excited about that. This is my vibe, this is my space, and this is my place. I hope that you guys are having an amazing Friday, an amazing week, an amazing life, right? Just like, let's just go with that. Like, I hope you're having an amazing, phenomenal life journey, and things are going well. I am the Freedom Coach. I specialize in personal and business development for individuals who want to break down barriers, remove limiting beliefs, unlock their true potential, get in touch with their purpose and their destiny, and then use that to live in purpose, on purpose, and create generational wealth and happiness and fulfillment in their life doing so. And I love to do it. I love to do it. My ultimate thing is mindset. It's mindset. It's mindset. Everything starts in the mind. Everything starts in the mind. Then we produce it with our words and we manifest it with our actions. That is like my three key thing. You think it, you speak it, then you manifest it. And that right there is the magic potion. That's the answer. Listen, I've been on 10,000 all week. I do now, you know, I love me some good Clubhouse. So I'm on Clubhouse every morning, just in case you need an extra dose of motivation. From 6:15 Central Standard Time every morning in my club, you can search Freedom Riders, right? And I do 30 minutes of morning motivation, which goes up. It goes down in the club, at my club. And this week alone, it has been so phenomenal. Like, I can't even, like, begin. It has been life-changing. We've talked about some amazing, amazing things. And as you all know, on Freedom Fridays, we get down and dirty. We get into it. And so listen, this Freedom Friday, the topic. Oh, before I do that, I want to welcome all my new listeners. I want to thank you for tuning in. And all my returning listeners, I want to thank you for returning and continuing to support me, to be there for me, and to follow me in this. And let me be a voice in your journey to freedom, right? So today, in my clubhouse, we were talking about Freedom Friday, and I just did freedom on the right perspective. And really, I'm going to entitle this podcast Freedom of the Mind. Freedom of the Mind, because I talk to so many people who are held back by fear, by failure, and by their past. And today, even in my clubhouse, I talked about how if you can get a better perception, if you can get freedom in your perception, you can unlock doors, windows, potential that you never knew existed. I've had a lot of conversations, you know, in this past month or so, couple months. And what I found is most of the things that we do, I got this from actually from my fitness coach. She said, everything we do is either rooted out of love or fear. It's only two things it's rooted out of, right? If it's rooted out of love, remember, love conquers all. So even though it may be scary, even though it might be hard, it might be difficult, with love, we can get through it. But fear seems to be the one thing that's holding us back. And what I wanted to talk about is shifting your perception off of what you've been through and what you've experienced, and taking that shift and using it to manifest, right? Now, perception is reality. That's number one. Perception is reality. So whatever you perceive something to be, that's what it's going to be. And I've been really honing in on energy, right? Like, what type of energy are you carrying every single day in regards to your goals and your life and your purpose? What type of energy are you exuding? Because that type of energy you're exuding is what you're going to get back. You're going to get it back. You're going to get it back multiplied. And usually, we're not very aware of our energy. We're not aware of the energy that we are waking up with, the energy that we put into our business and our goals, and we haphazardly say things and we haphazardly think things, not understanding that that is an energy, that is a vibe you're putting out there. And when you put that energy out there, right, you start to create your perception and you start to manifest that thing, right? And when I say everything starts in the mind, what I'm saying is I want you today to decide to shift your perception. Yes, it is possible. It is possible to shift your perception and literally create a brand new reality. It's possible to shift your perception about your business and generate $3,000 to $5,000 in a month, all off of a perception shift. Ooh, all off of you shifting what you believe to be true. Because remember, perception is reality. So I had to learn this hard lesson in my relationships, right? And it's very easy to draw assumptions or assume, right? We all know, we've all been there, assuming just what makes a fool out of you. Because when you assume, you paint this entire picture. And based off that picture you paint, you then begin to actionally act upon what you have created to be your reality. Oh, now this is good, right? Because think about the last argument you may have had with your significant other, or the last assumption you drew off of a relationship you had. And based off that assumption, let's just say for all my ladies in the room who's going to listen to this, or even my males, you are texting or messaging or calling your significant other and they're not answering, right? And after a little while, you know, you'd be like, oh, maybe they're busy. That's the assumption number one. Maybe they're busy. They don't respond. They don't text you back. They didn't say anything. Oh, maybe they're busy. Then a couple more hours go by and you call and you text again. And now it goes from maybe they're busy to like, maybe something's wrong. So now you're creating a different perception, and you become worried and you become a little bit panicked. A little bit of anxiety sits in. I want you to really understand how perception is reality, and how after you create a perception, your reality starts to match up, right? So now, you know, a couple hours went by, they're still not answering, still not texting, and maybe it wasn't across your mind that something's wrong. Well, now your anxiety's high, your stress is high, and you start to react out of that internally, right? Like different things triggering your body to react off of that perception, that thought that you're currently thinking, right? So now that's where you're at, and so you're calling, you're messaging again. Now your action from your perception is, I'm gonna text and say, hey, are you okay? Is everything all right? And look at how this moves from just being one thing to another. Watch how easily perception literally creates a reality around you, and you start to act out of your perception, right? So then a couple more hours go by and they're not texting back, they're not saying anything, and now you're like, wait a minute, are they with somebody else? now you're like, something doesn't seem right. Are they with somebody else? Are they doing something else? Like, oh, heck no. So now it goes from, I'm worried. Well, it started out, I wanted to call and talk to you. That didn't work. So now it shifts from that to worry. And then it's going to shift from that to, oh, heck no. They got to be doing something. Something has got to be going on. This does not make sense. So you've went from one perception to another, and now you start creating that reality. Now you're starting to really freak out. Now you're really spazzing out. Now you're like, oh, I know something's going on. I know something's happening. Nah, they're not answering. They're with somebody else. So now you start texting in a whole different energy, right? You start texting a whole different energy. You're like, oh, I know you with da-da-da-da-da, and I know so-da-da-da, and what are you doing that you can't respond to me? So now the energy that you've put out is one of a hostile, angry, upset, worried, frustrated energy. So then when that person finally does text back and they may say, oh, I'm sorry, I was asleep. Why are you tripping? And now you're trying to figure out why now their energy seems off. But you presented the energy because you created a whole world based off of perception. Y'all, let me tell you something. Oh, I don't know if you really picked up what just happened there, but I just gave you a real-time example, a real-time explanation. Sorry, a real-time analogy to show you how your perception creates your reality. Your perception controls your habits and your action. Now let's go into our purpose and our destiny. Let's go into our goals and our dreams and our aspirations, right? When I ask you, what type of energy did you wake up with today? When I ask you, what type of perception do you have about your life and your future today? You have to be so careful to make sure that it is in alignment with what you really want to attract. Because if not, let's say you wake up and your energy is not the best. You're not really feeling that motivated, inspired, whatever anybody wants to call it. And you're feeling like, you know what? This stuff doesn't work. Yesterday I had a bad business day. You know, it didn't work. I didn't, you know, get the the return I wanted. I didn't get the clients I wanted, or say I didn't get the attention I wanted from my spouse or my significant other, or my friend didn't call me, whatever. And you're carrying that energy. And now you're starting to create a narrative and a perspective. You're starting to perceive that situation different. You're starting to think, well, maybe this business isn't for me, or maybe I shouldn't be doing this, or maybe they were right. You know, this isn't working. This is not turning over for me. So now you have woke up with a certain type of energy that's now creating your perception. And now, because perception is reality, your reality all day is going to show you all of the obstacles. All the obstacles and oppositions are going to be so magnified, because why? You took an energy and created a perception, and now you're creating and forming your reality. So the chances of that day turning out good are like slim, because you are going to be on high alert. Your triggers, your emotions, all of that is going to be on high alert to look for the wrong, to look for the bad, to look for the not good, the what's going wrong, the what can I do, what's holding me back. That's going to be amplified so much so that that's what you focus on. And now you find yourself in that state of perpetual down, perpetual negativity, perpetual bad days, perpetual bad energy. Do you see how if we don't get freedom in our perspective, it will literally begin to create a world that we hate to live in? It will make us turn away and turn around and turn back from chasing our dreams, our aspirations, getting in alignment with our purpose, and being able to push past the obstacles. Because one thing I had to say today, and one thing I'm going to tell you on here on the podcast today, is that, you know, obstacles and oppositions come to show you what else you have inside. But if you have the bad energy, if you're not worrying about what type of energy you're waking up with, and if you're not worried about the type of perception that you have, and you're not getting freedom in that, you'll look at opposition as something that's stopping you, or something that's an indicator that, hey, you need to turn back. This is not for you. Retreat. This is a bad idea. When really opposition is there to show you, you have more inside. And if you would just push past and push your limits, if you would go past those limiting beliefs, if you would go past what you feel like you have enough energy to do, if you would push past being tired, being frustrated, being angry, being sad, being emotional, you would see that there's so much greater to you, and there's so much more left in your tank that you can pull from. And you would see that you are capable of more than what you thought you would ever be capable of. Woo! Man, I had to give myself a little break there, because that's some powerful stuff. I just said a whole lot in a 12-minute span. Whole lot, right? Because my goal is to really get people to understand that with your mind, you can do anything. I have something that I do for myself, is that I always have to prove me wrong. So if I hit something that I feel like I can't do, it's a part of me that kicks in that's like, oh, we can't do it? Okay, I'm going to prove that part of me wrong today. And really, what I find myself doing is exercising the muscle of resiliency. I find myself exercising the muscle of strength, of pushing when I feel like I can't. I find myself exercising the muscle of dig deeper. And you need that muscle in everything. Family, relationships, any of your ships, your friendships, your relationships, all of your ships. You need it in your business, and in your strive to do better, and your position at work, wherever you are. You need that muscle to be strong. You need that muscle to be resilient. You need it to be able to withstand the darkest of times, the lowest of lows. You need it, right? And so I have a thing where if I hear I can't come through my mind, or it's hard, there's another part of me. There's my alter ego that kicks in and says, watch me. Watch me. There's that part of me that has a really good perception of what's in front of me and what I'm trying to do that says, girl, we can do anything. I want to challenge you to change your verbiage and your language to I can. Take away the definitive statements of I can't, and I don't know, and I won't, and this will never. Put a I am, and then add something great to it. Every time you hear something negative try to come up, I want you to reverse it and start to change the narrative. I want you to shift your own perception. I want you to take the time to ice your fears. I-C-E. Identify, confront, and then eliminate. Ice your fears. I'm actually going to be sending out a free just kind of ebook, quick ebook template on how to you really utilize ice to kill out fears. How to really ice your fears. It's going to be one just strictly targeting fears, because I find that fear is a lot of our problems. Fear of the unknown, fear of the uncomfortable, fear of failure, fear of not making it, fear of not becoming, fear. And you got to ice those fears. I'm so excited because I forgot to tell you guys, I have an event next month. It's going to be on June 12th. And you want to register for this because it is going to be the ultimate mental shift. That's what it's called. It's a mini masterclass entitled The Ultimate Mental Shift. I'm going to teach you how to shift out of self-doubt, out of inconsistency, out of lack of discipline. I'm going to help you shift your mindset in a matter of one day. It's a one-day event for 4 hours. And I'm going to literally help you shift your mindset to overcome some of your biggest challenges. Insecurity, all of those things. Those things are shifted, and you get out of those by a mindset shift. That's the first thing you have to do. And then we're going to talk about some tools and some habits and some ways you can begin to really realistically change your everyday thing. We're going to craft you some morning routines and some daily different things that you can do to really set yourself up for success to have the ultimate mental shift. Because really and honestly, in order to change your reality, you got to shift your perception. You want to be a billionaire? Are you thinking like a billionaire? Are you moving like a billionaire? Do you do billionaire things? Are you eradicating? Are you icing those fears? Because billionaires got to feel the fear and do it anyways. Right? Whatever your level of success is, I hate to define success for anybody, because my version of success may not be your version of success. And what I've really found out is people don't really sit down and figure out what makes you feel successful. We're all chasing success, but we don't realize that we are chasing something that was created by somebody else's definition. Right? So I challenge you to define what your level of success is and understand that if you are battling with insecurity or fear, low self-esteem, self-doubt, inconsistency, lack of discipline, you want to sign up for that event. It's June 12th. If you go to my IG, the link's in my bio. Super easy. You fill out a little form and it'll take you to the sign-up registration page. You go ahead and register. The fee to register is $97, I believe. $97. It's going to be worth your while. You don't want to miss it. I know it's funny because people hear me on my podcast, hear me in Clubhouse, but baby, in a coach mode and teach mode, I'm a completely different beast. And I get results. I get results. And so I want you to get those results. I want to help you shift your perception into prosperity. I want to help you shift your perception into purpose, into destiny, and being successful in that and excelling in that. I want to help you have more good days than bad days, because here's the reality. Here's the truth. I'm not saying we're going to eliminate all the bad days, but let me tell you something. The girl who was sitting in her room trying to figure out how to take her life, who was stuck in depression for 5 years. Oh, baby, she looks way different from today. And I don't have nearly as many bad days as I had back then. What you find is your bad days lessen. They don't go away. But you find that the bad days lessen, not because life is not still life, but because you shift your perception. Everything is not an attack anymore, and everything is not, I have to take a victim mentality. I don't no longer live in that space of self-doubt and, victimized, or feeling like the world's against me, or just because opposition shows up, it means I should turn back, I should retreat. I no longer live in that mental space. I have shifted my mindset, and I've shifted my perception. And now when obstacles and things happen, the first thing that comes to mind is not, oh, this is bad. The first thing that comes to mind is, how can I change this? So you got to be a problem solver, not a complainer, not a contemplator, but be a problem solver. Be able to identify, to confront, and then eliminate that thing that's seemingly trying to hold you back. That seems like it's in control, and it's not. You're in control of your destiny. You're in control of your purpose. You're in control of what you do, where you go, and how far you go. You are in control of that. And I want to encourage you guys to be free from bad perception. To encourage you to sit down and deal with your perception and get it together. Because, baby, it's stopping you from becoming. It's stopping you from being everything that God created you to be. It is stopping you from reaching the heights and the depths of your purpose, of who you really are. I have these same conversations with myself. Like, oh, what's stopping you today? Do you have a bad perception? Like, I go through a checklist of questions I got to ask myself on a daily basis. Like, yo, stay in line. And you want to talk about what's the key? Those are the keys. So I just came through real quick on this Freedom Friday to give y'all a little bit of information and a little bit of agitate you to say, I got to change my perception. I have to decide to perceive my situation differently, because perception is reality. And if I want to change my reality, let me perceive this differently. My mistakes, my past, my failures, you're perceiving them incorrect if you feel like that's holding you back. If you're still being held back by what they said and who they said and how they said it and how they told you you should do it. If you're still being held back by that, you got a perception problem. And it's time to shift that mindset. Listen, Freedom Friday, y'all. This is that. I love you to death. And I thank you so much for listening to my Freedom Podcast. I hope that you get value. And I hope that you feel my passion and my energy and my desire to see you win. Because I want to see you win. Just know. Just understand. I want to see you win. I want to see you make it to the top. I want to see you get there. I want to see you achieve all the goals, dreams, and aspirations that you feel deep down inside that is calling you. I want to see you achieve it. I want to see you be that. I want to see you become it. I want to see you embody that. Because that is who you are, period. So I appreciate you guys for listening. If you loved it, go ahead and rate it. Drop a review on any whatever platform you're listening to. I love to read it. And let me tell you, follow me on Clubhouse, Instagram, and Facebook, all the same. Freedom Riders. If you have Clubhouse, you definitely want to join me. It's some great conversations that happen in the morning. Some amazing, phenomenal people in that room that add so much value to the conversation. And so I encourage you to catch me on Clubhouse. And listen, go register for that event. It's June 12th. Listen, this investment is nothing compared to what you're going to get. Nothing compared to the doors you're going to unlock. Nothing compared to the freedom that you're going to get and the new mindset and the tools and the strategy that I'm going to give you. All I'm saying is you got to bet on you, right? It's time to bet on you. It's time to go all in on you. So I hope to see you there. The link is in my bio on Instagram. As I said before, Freedom Riders, I will catch you guys again on the next episode of the Freedom Riders Podcast. This is your girl, Ari, the mental freedom coach. I specialize in personal and business development, and you can find me any and everywhere. I love you guys to death, and I hope you have an amazing, phenomenal weekend, and I will catch you on the next episode. Enjoy, guys.